Germany and Russia are often seen by foreign policy experts as mortal foes. However, theirs is a relationship of convenience. Learn who their common enemy is and how they plan to defeat that enemy. Next, on The Key of David with Gerald Fleury.
I think it's very sad when Germany makes a massive oil and gas deal with Russia, where you're supposed to be guarding against Russia, and Germany goes out and pays billions and billions of dollars a year to Russia. So we're protecting Germany, we're protecting France, we're protecting all of these countries, and then numerous of the countries go out and make a pipeline deal with Russia, where they're paying billions of dollars into the coffers of Russia.
Greetings, everyone. President Trump publicly rebuked Angela Merkel in Germany for spending billions and billions of dollars buying gas from Russia as they create a direct pipeline into Germany, and that pipeline is bypassing the other European nations. And so they're not too happy about that either. But can you imagine how much that's expanding Russia's economy? Now, at this time, Russia has an economy smaller than some of our larger states. But let me tell you, when they start pouring billions and billions and billions of dollars into Russia for gas and other things, well, that's going to strengthen the power of Vladimir Putin. Now, of course, President Trump said he would like to see them buy gas from America. We now export gas, but they're buying gas from Vladimir Putin, the scourge of this world in many ways. Now, all of this is happening, and what it's going to do is to wreck NATO, and that's really the very purpose of it. Why would they want to wreck NATO? Well, I think you could see why Vladimir Putin would want to wreck NATO, but so does Germany, because they're thinking about the Holy Roman Empire and having their own power now, and they've just about maybe gotten all they can from America, so they're ready to move on and have 10 kings rise up in Europe and build an awesome power according to Bible prophecy. NATO was created mainly to protect Germany in particular and other European nations from Russia mainly. I mean, who else is over there they're going to be that afraid of? And that's what it was all about. But here now we see Germany going to Russia and building this tight little relationship with a country who is, well, committing a lot of terrorism himself in Syria and poisoning former agents of Russia, destroying them and poisoning them with something like a small little nuclear power. That's what it amounts to. I mean, this is brutal. Can we really build a relationship with somebody who thinks like that and who murders people, and he's murdered at least 130 journalists, they tell us? Can we really build a close relationship with someone like that? Well, you know it's not going to end well. But here we have Germany paying only about one half of what they should be paying, I mean the minimum, to NATO, and they have never ever paid it. They won't even pay it. Why not? Since it's mainly to protect them, and we've let them get away with it, and now Mr. Trump has called them out on that, and I think rightfully so. But think about this. They're going to get 70% of their gas from that pipeline coming directly from Russia right on down where it will serve just Germany itself. That's the plan. So here we have Vladimir Putin thinking about, well, he's resurrecting this old Soviet empire, and you have another group of people, Germany and their allies, well, they want to build the Holy Roman Empire, the seventh head of that most destructive empire throughout history. So let's take a look at Germany and Russia's secret war against America. We need to understand this. I'm going to have to read to you a little here so that we'll understand somewhat about this pipeline. This is taken from the Washington Post, July the 11th, by Rick Nowak. And here's what it says. But on Wednesday morning, Trump took aim at the Germans for a very different reason, an 800-mile-long planned pipeline beneath the Baltic Sea. The German government has been pursuing its Nord Stream 2 project for years, despite criticism from the United States and some Eastern European nations. See, others are criticizing them. Trump renewed the long-standing U.S. criticism Wednesday and doubled down by tying it to the future of NATO. Germany, he says, as far as I'm concerned, is captive to Russia because it's getting so much of its energy from Russia. And there's a pipeline, and they could cut it off, as they have done with the Ukraine. So Germany is vulnerable. But still, they're taking this risk. And it is a risk, but they are pumping many billions and billions of dollars into the Russian economy. And that's not good for this world. And it's not good for Germany, but it is going to empower them in ways that we don't understand. Germany, it says here, is indeed Russia's biggest export market in Europe for gas, with a dependency that may grow further once Nord Stream 2, that is the pipeline, is finished, which is supposed to happen in about 2019. It says that that already stood in contrast to her predecessor, Gerhard Schroeder, of the Social Democrats, who long championed the gas connection. This has been in planning for years. Now, I want to read to you a paragraph, and I want you to think about this because it bodes really, really badly for this world. And you're going to see that shortly, and you're already seeing something happening here that is really a betrayal of a long friendship, quote unquote, between America and Germany. But God says in Ezekiel 23 that your lovers are going to betray you. Now, we've been preaching that for over 70 years. And now it's all coming to pass, and has been happening even in past years, but not so noticeable to this world. Let me read just one more paragraph here. This is a paragraph that's really important. But in the years since, doubts have arisen whether the official arguments fully explain Berlin's decision-making process at the time. In 2005, Russian President Vladimir Putin's friend, Schroeder, hastily signed the deal just as he was departing the office from which he had been voted out days earlier. Now, there's two important points here you need to understand. This Gerhard Schroeder, who is a former chancellor of Germany, the one that Angela Merkel beat to get the job. And here he is called, in this article, Putin's friend. How can this man be Putin's friend? And he's, incidentally, the one who's spearheading this pipeline and the one who's in charge of it for Putin. You think about that. What is really going on here? What is happening in Europe? So there's a lot of plotting, that we just don't understand. Now, I'll tell you this. When you think about this man having all this to do with that pipeline, and he is Putin's friend, you'd better think about that, because you know if he's working closely with Putin, there's a plan here to destroy NATO. He hastily signed the deal just as he was departing the office from which he had been voted out days earlier. So he's Putin's friend, and he was voted out of office, and then he signed this deal about the pipeline to get it started days after he had been voted out of office. Now, that's an ugly thing to do. He knew the people had already voted him out. And yet he made a decision to get this pipeline going. And I'm telling you, if you look at that closely, you're going to see what's going to happen to this European power. It's being hijacked by people who don't like America at all and cozy up to Russia because they like the way Russia does things. Now, it's going to backfire on them and it's going to hurt them in the end, but they don't know that now. But this man did this after he was voted out of office, but he still had the power to sign a document, even though it really should not have been binding. And they certainly could have repealed it, you would think, but they didn't. Why not? Well, it says here, within weeks he started to oversee the project, implementing himself, leading the Nord Stream AG Shareholders Committee. Schroeder went on to become board member of several consortia in which Russian government-controlled energy company Gazprom is at least the majority shareholder. Most recently, he became a chairman of Rosneft, which is Russia's largest oil company and controlled by the Kremlin. And notice this now, if you think this is a mystery to you and to me, well, what about the German people? Notice this, Schroeder's post-chancellor business dealings have long raised suspicions among Germans over his political legacy, but many are still willing to defend his now most controversial project. He's working for Vladimir Putin, his good friend. Now, the predecessor of Merkel, Gerhard Schroeder, was voted out of office, and then he signed this document to begin to work on this pipeline and to get it into becoming a reality. And even the German people are suspicious of what he's doing over there. What is he doing with this very high, sweet position with Vladimir Putin? And he is actually implementing the pipeline himself. It's a former German chancellor working with Angela Merkel to get this pipeline directly into Germany, and they're bypassing the other European powers, and they don't like that, but that shows you how Germany domineers Europe. If you think that isn't something to be concerned about, you'd better think again, because we've been telling you that for 70 years, and in our booklet on the Holy Roman Empire, we explain all of that in detail. But here, even the Germans are suspicious of what all this guy's doing with Vladimir Putin. Well, I'll tell you what he's doing. He's helping others hijack the European Union and all of that power. Germany has the best currency in the world. And they're just a head and shoulders above any other nation in Europe. And they're bullying all of those people. That's why Britain wanted out. One of Britain's writers said that Germany was just the European Union was just a cloak for German ambitions. And Margaret Thatcher, the Prime Minister of Britain, said years ago that said, "You're going to see, my friends, that this is not going to work. All these European nations were supposed to control Germany, but Germany is controlling Europe," she said. Well, now, here, America has helped Germany and raised them up from rubble to a great business power in the world. And really, they couldn't have done that at all without our help. But they don't seem to be wanting that help all that much anymore. Why? It's because you're about to see the Holy Roman Empire and 10 kings rise up and have a superpower probably greater than Russia or China or America. Now, this is kind of like depressing news, you could say, but I'm telling you, if you tie all this together, you see that every bit of it and these powers are tied to the second coming of Jesus Christ. Now, just think about this. We're talking about nuclear powers, and Russia and America have 90% of that nuclear power. But France and Britain have nuclear bombs, and other nations of Europe have bombs that we've given them and that they have there. So they're all nuclear powers, and Germany could be the greatest nuclear power overnight if they wanted to be. But I want you to think about that, if you will. is that if you understand Bible prophecy, you can see this is all tied to the second coming of Jesus Christ. Look at the madness out there with all these nations. Many madmen, some madmen anyhow, have nuclear bombs. How are we ever going to solve this problem? Well, Jesus Christ said in Matthew 24, verses 21 and 22, if he didn't return, there would be no flesh saved alive. Did you know that's what he said on this earth? It's in red letter in your Bible, and you can read it. He knew what was coming. Do you really think men can solve all of these problems you see in this world revolving around nuclear power and many other problems? There's no way they're going to solve these problems. But men are going to have to go on and suffer until Jesus Christ gets here. But thank God it's all tied to this German rising power and this Russian rising power and this China rising power. And that's what's going to bring make it necessary for Christ to return. But we have, again, a booklet on Germany's conquest of the Balkans that you need to read. And you need to really study it. They talk continually about raising up the Holy Roman Empire in Europe. And the last Holy Roman Empire in Europe was Adolf Hitler. And 60 million people were killed. 6 million Jews had their lives extinguished because they were Jews. And Hitler wanted to destroy the entire race. That was a Holy Roman Empire. Now they want another one. Well, now, of course, they would say they don't want one like Adolf Hitler, but I'll tell you this. We have in that booklet I just mentioned, they have documents showing that Germany they saw they were losing World War II, and even before it was over, they were planning another round of the Holy Roman Empire or another World War. Remember, they started World War I, World War II, and they're going to start World War III, believe it or not. How are we going to solve these problems? I'll tell you, that pipeline is just showing you what their plan is. It's an insight into their plan and into what they started planning before World War II was over. And that was... They found the documents, the government found the documents, and they hid them for like 60 years. Nobody even knew about it. And then they finally released them in the 90s, and well, it was old news then. They didn't get much attention except from us. And you ought to read that and study that book, Germany's Conquest of the Balkans, and it will stun your mind. It really will. You see, here's the thing. When you see... America and all the problems we have, and God is not happy about that, but he's going to do something about it, and we need to understand that. But here's an article from Spiegel Online, and they talk about the China is highly successful digitally, not least because of its authoritarian form of society. And he goes on to say, if we're going to match them and Russia, something has to change in Germany. You know what it's going to be? Well, it's going to be the Holy Roman Empire. Let me read here again. Gerhard Schroeder represents German government of Erdogan's inauguration. Let me just read you two little short paragraphs here. Germany is represented at the swearing-in of Turkish President Erdogan by former Chancellor Schroeder. There's Gerhard Schroeder again. The Foreign Office has announced... He already attended the one for the Russian President Vladimir Putin. Former Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder has his next appearance in the swearing-in of a controversial head of state, this time even in official capacity. Now he's actually working for the German government and the Russian government. Can you believe that? What is this guy doing? Well, he's doing a lot of things that revolves around, anyhow, the hijacking of the Holy Roman Empire. That's what it's about, and the power of Germany. This man is working for both governments, and Erdogan, as you probably know, hates the Jews. And remember the Germany, well, they hated the Jews in a mad sort of way in World War II and tried to just erase that race from the earth. You have to remember the history of Germany. Now they're, you see again, they get this power at the top and somebody hijacks it and the German people go right along with it because they've been doing it for years, and that is a Holy Roman Empire that is something we ought to fear mightily. And you can read in several history books that America left the Germans after a couple of years and allowed them to go ahead and denazify themselves. And that was a big joke. And people know that. But here, now, you have Gerhard Schroeder over there seeing, talking and recognizing the power of Erdogan and Turkey. What is that about? What kind of a secret deal you think might be going on there? But here's the thing. If you look just at the recent history, Germany rose up against the whole world, Western world, and were determined to rip Slovenia and Croatia away from the Balkans. And America was against it in the beginning. They caved to Germany. So did the United Nations. So did the European nations. That's the kind of dominance and domineering that's going on in Europe. But anyhow, why would they do all of that? Well, because they wanted power in that area. They ended up ruling all over the Balkans and having a wonderful sea outlet into the Mediterranean, which they wanted badly. Notice I wrote this: Germany virtually stood up to the whole world to get control of the Balkans. Yet Germany did nothing to help Ukraine. Now, remember about Ukraine when they were being taken over by Russia? Well, they took over Crimea and then the other part of the Ukraine. And Germany did nothing about it. How do you explain that? What do you think that's all about? They stood up the whole world to get the Balkans, and Russia said virtually nothing, and part of that used to be a part of the old Soviet Empire. So you know that Russia had to be concerned, but then what they wanted even more was Ukraine. That's the breadbasket of all the Russian Empire over there. And if they will go to war to get Crimea, I went on to say here that they're also going to be willing to go to war to get control of all of Ukraine. And that's exactly what happened. I predicted it, and it did happen. How could I even predict that? Because I know Bible prophecy, and I know what the prophecies say about that area and what Russia's going to do and what Germany's going to do and what America's going to do and what Britain's going to do. It's all right there in your Bible. Vladimir Putin says this. In 2005, he called the demise of the Soviet Empire the greatest geopolitical catastrophe of the century. Now, if he said that, you know he's going to do everything he can to resurrect that old Soviet empire, just as Germany is working very hard to resurrect that old Holy Roman Empire. They want an empire. They both want to rule the world, although they don't necessarily reveal that to everybody, but that's what they want. And then, of course, Putin has taken over control of Georgia, one of the old nations of the Soviet Empire. So and look at how Vladimir Putin is throwing his weight around. I tell you, this world is headed toward the worst trouble ever, ever, ever on this earth. And surely we ought to be able to see that we can't solve these problems. And God wants us to respond to Him, and He would help us in any way we wanted help if we just obey Him. Why will you die, O Israel? God asked the nations of Israel. And if you don't know who they are, write for our book on the United States and Britain in prophecy. We need to understand these Bible prophecies. Every one of them falls right into place, just preparing the way for the second coming of Jesus Christ to this earth, and He's going to bring peace and joy and happiness to this world forever. Until next week, this is Gerald Furry. Goodbye, friends.
Germany and Russia are often seen by foreign policy experts as mortal foes. However, theirs is a relationship of convenience. Learn who their common enemy is and how they plan to defeat that enemy. What has happened in the former Yugoslavia over the past several years reaches far beyond the boundaries of that region. It's so shocking that the nations of this world would be paralyzed with fear if they truly understood. Shamefully, America is its chief architect. Request Gerald Fleury's free booklet, Germany's Conquest of the Balkans, to learn how Germany stood up to the entire world to get its way in the region. Germany defied America and the rest of Europe by recognizing the independence of some Yugoslav breakaway states. Meanwhile, Germany did not stand up when Russia invaded the Ukraine. Discover why Germany rebelled against America, yet appeased Russia. Look into history to understand the significance of peace pacts between Germany and Russia and what always happens next. This is a sobering warning to America and the world. Vladimir Putin is playing a key role in Bible prophecy. Every world leader needs to understand how critical that role is going to be. We are entering into the worst crisis ever in man's history. This prophecy is woeful and super inspiring at the same time. Request Gerald Fleury's free booklet, The Prophesied Prince of Russia, to learn what your Bible says about Russia's strongman. The Russian president is a violent, dishonest tyrant. He is a threat to the free world, but not in the way that the media is concerned about. Read this booklet to discover how Putin has led a Russian resurgence and how he will soon lead a 200 million man army. No one has ever seen a force so large and destructive. However, there is good news. The explosion of World War III will end with the return of Jesus Christ. All our literature is available free of charge at no cost or obligation to you. Request Germany's Conquest of the Balkans and the Prophesied Prince of Russia. Order now. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. The preceding program was a paid presentation of The Key of David, brought to you by the Philadelphia Church of God.